part of the chapter. The whole chapter is basically focusing on one thing, and that is a choice that has to be made. Romans chapter 1 and verse 23, we see that Paul told the Romans that men in the past had made the wrong choice. They had exchanged God. They had exchanged God for the created. They had worshipped the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. And the choice here that Jesus is putting before them in the Sermon on the Mount is a choice between the things of this world and the things of God. You know, he begins chapter 6 by talking about how a person gives, how a person prays, how a person fasts. And he says there are those that pray to be seen of men. See, that's a worldly thought. That's a worldly way to approach. That's the worldly choice. I pray, I fast, I give so that men will see me and men will praise me. But Jesus says you need to pray and give and fast in a manner in which it's for God, not for men. And the God who sees in secret will reward you openly. Then he goes on to say that, and it's the same subject because we're still talking about earthly things and heavenly things. He goes on to say, lay up not treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust corrupt nor where thieves break in and steal. See, there's a choice, isn't there? And there's a difference. The praise of men in those things would matter for nothing, but the praise of God was everything. Treasures in heaven will last eternally. Treasures on earth will pass away. And so Jesus wants a choice to be made between those earthly and those heavenly things. He even goes on to say in verse 21, and I think this is probably the most important verse in the whole chapter, because he says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So tonight your heart is in one of two places. Your heart is either with God, or your heart is with this world. Because he goes on to say right after that you cannot serve God and riches. You cannot serve God and the things of this world. You can't have both. You'll either love the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both masters. A choice has to be made. And our eye, he talks about the eye there. It's how we view, how we look at the world, how we look at our lives, how we look at what is to come. And then he goes into the text that Neil read. And we think about, do not worry about being what we will eat. For God takes care of the birds. They neither sow nor reap, and yet they have everything that they need. See, God takes care of them. Jesus here operates from a lesser to a greater. He talks about the birds, what God does for the birds, and then he says, aren't you much greater than any bird? Aren't you more important than a bird? What should we clothe ourselves with? See, those are things of the world. I'm trying to figure out on my own without God how to clothe myself. I'm trying to figure out on my own without God how to feed myself. And I promise you, if you're on your own without God trying to provide for your needs in this life, you're going to worry. You're going to be anxious. You're going to struggle. You're going to be stressed. Because there is no assurance in this world that you have a job tomorrow. There is no assurance in this world that there will be food on your table a week from now. There is no assurance in this world that you will have any money a month from now. So you will stress and you will worry. And there is a choice to be made, isn't there? Where is my heart? Do I look to the God that takes care of the birds and I'm much more important than that? Do I look to the God who clothes the lilies of the field more in greater splendor than Solomon in all of his splendor? Do I look to that God or do I look to my own abilities which will fail me day in and day out? That's the choice. And the choice comes down to but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things mentioned before will be added to you. God's approval from the very beginning, those that pray, give, and fast for God, he approves of that. He rewards them. That will be added to you. treasures in heaven that will never pass away, that will be added to you. That will be kept for you. Food, clothing, those things God will make sure you have. God meets the needs of His children as any good father does. You go on down into chapter 7, and I'm not going to preach the whole Sermon on the Mount. Jesus did a better job than I could. But He go on down, and that's where He talks about you being fathers know how to give good things to your children. How much more does God know how to give? If you wouldn't let your child go naked, you wouldn't let your child starve to death, you really think God's going to let you? That's a choice you make tonight to believe that, to trust in God. You know, in that last thing, He says, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Folks, today is the day. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 quotes Isaiah chapter 49 and says, today is the day of salvation, isn't it? Because tomorrow is not guaranteed. This life is like a vapor that appeareth for a moment and vanisheth away. James chapter 4 makes it clear that we don't worry about tomorrow, we worry about today. What are you going to do right now? Christianity is a present tense religion. What you do right now is all that matters. Because nothing else, you may not have another moment, and you can't do anything about what's been done. It's all right now. What are you going to do right now? What is your choice? Where is your heart? Right now. Make sure it's with God. Make sure it is seeking Him and His righteousness, so that He can bless you in the ways that He wants to. This evening, if you're not doing those things, if you haven't obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you haven't come to God, you don't have that assurance, you're trying to make it in this world on your own, come to God. And He will bless you. He will take care of you. And I'm not saying it's all easy, and I'm not saying you're going to get everything you want. But you'll get what you need and what God wants for you to have. You can come to Him by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. This evening, if you're a child of God, maybe you've been trying to live this on your own. Maybe you've not been putting the faith in God that you should. Come to the God that says, I will care for you if you will seek me first. Let your heart be. Choose to put your heart with God. Lay up those treasures in heaven. If we can help you with that this evening, won't you let us as we stand and as we sing.